503-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Today's As and When They Happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, CEJ calls for Sino Metals pollution report. Victoria forced to get new safety barricades. In international news, Trump and Putin to meet. In sports news, Power Dynamos chooses goalkeeper ahead of Chan tournament. My name is Samantha Chitwanga. In local news, Center of Government Justice, CEJ, has called on the government to urgently release the Sino Metal Pollution Report. Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape highlighted the U.S. Embassy's August 6th statement announcing staff withdrawal from the Copper Belt due to high contamination, which was stirred national anxiety. Mwape stresses the importance of transparency to help the public take informed precautions for health protection. She says CEJ considers this payout inadequate and questions why other affected communities along the Kapiwe River, like Mukomba, Kakonde, Kapata, Chifumpa, and Kamwenshi were excluded. Mwape notes that these areas have experienced serious crop damage due to water contamination. She urged the government to disclose the total penalties, fines, and payments made for the polluter for government destruction. Mwape calls for swift and strategic intervention, describing the pollution crisis as a national disaster. She emphasizes that the report's release is vital for guiding response strategies and keeping citizens informed. Mwape also called for fair compensation for all impacted communities, not just a select few. She demands full transparency on financial liabilities imposed on the polluter. Mwape appeals for bold action to protect Zambia's environment and the rights of its people. Pick and Pay Zambia and World Vision Zambia have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU aimed at supporting 5,000 girls in rural areas to stay in school. The initiative, known as the Flow Fund Campaign, is a menstrual health invention that will see the distribution of reusable sanitary pads to vulnerable girls in rural areas. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Pick and Pay Zambia manager Jenny Portgenta says the arrangement reflects the company's commitment to improving the welfare of girls through education. This MOU is more than a formality. It is a shared commitment to protect the dignity, education, and future of Zambian girls, he said. World Vision Zambia National Director Mark Mosbach praised the partnership, saying it will help address the challenges faced by many girls in rural areas. Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has emphasized government's commitment to the education for all policy and its role in climate resilience strategies. Siakalima has also highlighted the importance of leveraging African solutions to climate changes, stating that the continent has shifted from brain drain to brain sharing. And Adriana Velanzueli, Youth Leadership and Education Lead at GCA, has praised the Zambian government for prioritizing climate change topics in the education sector. She notes that the upcoming forum aims to bring together youth leaders from across Africa to share innovative adaptation solutions and strengthen regional cooperation on climate resilience. The government is confident that Zambia's proactive approach to climate education and youth engagement will contribute significantly to Africa's broader climate resilience goals. Still in local news, mining expert Edward Simukonda has welcomed the move by the Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia to call for a simplified process of acquiring artisanal mining licenses. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Simu Konda has disclosed that Antisano area is not the only one affected due to multiple complexities and costs that came with acquiring Antisano licenses. He has highlighted that it is most cases Antisano miners do not have the capacity to comply or pay the mining licenses that they request. Simu Konda has emphasized the need to carefully protect the streams in order not to pollute the water and protect the communities. He further adds that with the current situation, government should cut down or reduce some of the requirements to ensure that the regulatory framework is followed properly. He acknowledges the new appointment of Director of Small Scale Miners and Artisanal Licenses, which will help in reducing the pressure of handling all mining licenses across the country and create efficiency in the mining industry. Economics Association of Zambia, ESZ Secretary Obi Mainza, has called on Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, to work together with the mining industry in monitoring the estimation of how minerals are moving in the country. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Mainza says the alarming increase of illegal mining calls for a need to safeguard the mining sector as it is a national treasure for gold mushrooming in northwestern province. Mainza has emphasized the need for ZRA to work with different stakeholders in order to strengthen and monitor these legal mining activities. He adds that tax issues can only be observed correctly if people are aware of the destination of these minerals and put proper boundaries of who is mining gold, copper, and other minerals which goes towards domestic revenue. Mainza has noted that the only way to strengthen the procedure of mining minerals is if all relevant authorities worked together and a significant growth in the gross domestic product, GDP, will be seen. He has highlighted that agricultural sector and the mining sector are the biggest economic drive that the country is dependent on. Finally, in local news, the construction of metallic safety barricades at Victoria Falls in Livingstone is set to commence. With the project valued at 2.5 million kwacha, National Heritage and Conservation Commission, NHCC, Acting Director for Convention Services, Macmillan Mudenda, announced the development during the handover of the site to the constructor. Mudenda says the initiative is aimed at enhancing safety at the World Heritage Site. And Livingstone District Commissioner Eunice Nawa, who was represented at the event by District Administration Officer Clotilda Muchimba, urged the constructor to ensure the delivery of quality works. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Lanjo.
Abua.
How come you are always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
I know that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Ah, wait. Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait. You mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphone, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power bank, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chiparamba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call or WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center, for today's best technology.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movies. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest car.